Stop, reflect, refocus. This is Going Deeper from the Salvos.
We're used to seeing people in uniform and pretty much know what behaviour to expect from them, whether they're police, firefighters, ambulance drivers. But it was the woman in the supermarket queue who caught our eye. The queue was long and not moving very quickly, and it was the old story. The queues that the other shoppers were in were all moving quicker than hers, and she was getting really agitated. She was tut-tutting and complaining loudly to her friend about the delay and generally getting really worked up. And yet the shirt she was wearing was intriguing to us. It had the word patience on the back of it. Maybe it was an attribute she was trying to develop. Good on her if it was. Who knows? We're not going to judge her. I wonder if we'd behave differently if we had our weaknesses on show for people to see. How comfortable would we be with people knowing that we were trying to control our temper, to stop being so critical or negative, to stop an addiction or verbal abuse or something else? It would probably make us accountable as long as we remembered it was there. Maybe if people can see what we are doing to improve, they might be more understanding, less judgmental, and more prepared to help us. It's a nice ideal. In the Bible, in Corinthians, Paul wrote, "The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control." Which ones are we going to put on the back of our shirts? I'm Aaron Wright.